You know, you got to ask, when's it all going to end over there? But it's not going to end because it's all going to lead up to world war. Ukraine, Iran, Israel, Saudi Arabia, and several other countries. The United States is sending in an aircraft carrier to the Persian Gulf to show force against Iran for the latest missile test. Israel found tunnels into Lebanon, from Lebanon into Syria. They started a military drill so they could take them out and get these tunnels out of there. And Syria's on high alert. Israel's on high alert. Iran's obviously on high alert. And they're going to try to stop shipments to the Strait again. And this is all going to hit ahead. Because what it all leads into is World War III. And World War III is coming very soon. Russia has 60 days to return the ships back to Ukraine. If not, then there are going to be serious consequences for the United States. I honestly think that it was a mistake for Ukraine to try to go into Russian waters, but it's free over there. You're allowed to go through any part of the ocean you want to go through. You can't block people from going to different areas. I mean, yes, it was warships, but come on. And everybody's saying Ukraine's corrupt. Well, they might be corrupt, but everybody has corruption. The United States, Russia. I mean, for us in the United States, it's George Soros and the Democrats and the leftists, but I mean, all this is going to lead up to World War III. Or the last world war. We have to stock up on food, like I said in previous podcast, and do a lot of prepping before this happens. But it's funny how nobody here in the United States is giving out warnings to what's coming. Like, our media is not saying nothing. Our government's not telling us. The only ones that are saying anything is news agencies underground, like InfoWars and AMTV. They're the only ones trying to get people prepped. And a bunch of several other news organizations. And my podcast, yeah, I try to help people get ready. But we really do need to get ready, because it's all going to hit the fan. And yeah, Israel hit some installations in Syria again. Iranian-backed and Hezbollah-backed Lebanon. And in Syria, the tunnels are right there. I mean, in Israel, the tunnels are right there by Syria. Syria has troops on their border. Israel has troops on their border. So this could pop up at any time. I mean, it could get bad over there. I mean, really bad. The start of World War III. Plus, don't forget that there's Russian fighters in there. So, yeah, it's not looking good. Plus, China's getting its naval ready for us going into the China Sea. So, yeah, it looks like we're going to go into World War III. And yeah, in other news, George H.W. Bush Sr. has passed away. God bless his soul. We all know he was a member of the New World Order, though. He helped fund it and get it started and up and running. But yeah, he passed away. And that marks the fall, one of the falls of the New World Order. They never losing constantly everywhere. Everybody's awake. And the people that aren't awake will be awake. And it's only a matter of time before they awaken. Maybe a world war has to get everybody awake. A world war has to get everybody awake. Because if not, then you're going to be stuck like that for the rest of your life. If you even have enough time, because if nukes start popping off everywhere, we're all going to be dead. And it's nice to prep and get ready. But like I said before, if World War III does pop off, it's not going to be a very long war because everybody has nukes. I mean, one person shoots a nuke, like you may know, you should know. If not, then I don't know, you're living under a rock. But the other person shoots a nuke, and it just keeps going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, until nobody's left on Earth at all. Animals, humans, will all die. The whole planet. People do say that marks the second coming of Jesus, or God, which I do believe. It's almost time for him to return. And yeah, hopefully I go to heaven and you go to heaven and your family goes to heaven. Everybody gets to meet up there. But the corrupt people need to go to hell, like the globalist, George Soros, Hillary Clinton. We all know George H.W. Bush went to hell because he's corrupt. He let his son do 9/11. He probably funded that with him, with the help of Saudi Arabia. And yeah, the Bushes are corrupt, the Clintons are corrupt, the Obamas are corrupt. And I'm so glad that Trump got in office. We need him in 2020. People, get out and vote Republican in 2020 so we can keep Trump in office. Please. We don't need anybody like Hillary Clinton in office. We don't need a Democrat in office because we all know that they're corrupt and they're insane. And they want you to have their views and they want a new world order, one organization all over the world. And they're desperate to get that power back. And if they do, it doesn't look good in the future. I mean, there's several ways they can get in power. They can get somebody that acts like a Republican, but they're actually with them. And they can say they support Trump, which they really don't. I'm not looking forward to seeing that, because if that happens, then we've all been tricked again and the left has control. And I pray to God it doesn't happen like that. I mean, use your mind. They're going to try any means necessary to get power. But anyway, Trump 2020, hell yeah. He's a smart individual and he knows what he's doing with his country and he knows what he's doing with the world. He has a plan. And I think it is a good plan. Our world needed somebody like that. Somebody tough to get America back to the way it used to be. Get our economy going. Get all these businesses and companies back in America. So our economy will keep going up and keep going up and keep going up. But if World War III starts, that means that the economy is going to crash. So therefore, the economy might crash soon. That's why you need to be prepared. As I said before. But you got all these celebrities like Oprah Winfrey and a bunch of other ones that want to run in 2020. And they're all leftists, so that's another way for them to win. Getting a celebrity in there. Because some people are still brainwashed and don't understand that celebrities are bad people. And they are. They say kill Trump. Kill all conservatives and Trump supporters. They want to demonize us. And make lies about us all. Say we're racist and we're Nazis, but we're not. It's really sick. And they don't need power again. Anybody see that video of Snoop Dogg floating around of him smoking weed in front of the White House. That's fucking ridiculous. And then he sees all that because he can go out and do something like that. And he thinks that he's king stuff just because he's a rapper and he got all that money. Well, let me tell you something, punk. You piece of shit. You know better than anybody else. And the only people that listen to you or anything are the ones that are still corrupt. Like you, and are brainwashed and have no idea what is really going on in the world. You're the ones that are devil worshippers and the scum pigs. Like Hillary Clinton, like Obama, like George Soros, like the Bushes, that want to bring our world down and our country and get in power any way you can. You guys are nuts. And it's time we rid this infestation of fake liberals. We all need to wake up. Hopefully liberalism doesn't last next year. Hopefully it's gone. And if we get in World War III, there won't be a next year. I mean, like I said, nukes blasting off everywhere. I mean, I wonder how fast it would get that like that. Hopefully, if it does pop off, they're all smart and they don't use nukes, but we all know they're going to. I mean, nukes, it's easier to get numerous people to die with nukes, which I shouldn't say, but yeah. It's easier that way to kill as many people as you can. And before anything pops off, you got to remember the left would try to make a false flag nuclear attack in one of these big cities like New York or even in Washington, D.C. itself. So we got to watch out for that too. I mean, there's several things that the left can do. But since one of their leaders died, George Bush, George H.W. Bush Sr., there's no telling what they may do. And we need to watch out for this kind of stuff. False flags. We need to watch out for them trying to steal in 2020. Antifa hitting the streets. And a bunch of other things that we need to watch out for. The main thing is World War III and migrants on the southern border right now. Which some, I think the migrants are in it, starting to go home. Which they are starting to head back home because they know they're not going to get into our country. Which is a good thing. Because we don't need evil people like that here. Not all of them are evil, but some of them are. And we don't need that. We don't need to become Europe flooding with thousands and millions of jihadis, and they have rapes and killings and stabbings over there. It's very sick. And we don't need that in America. We don't need it at all. Which we already have it, but we don't need more of it. Which I should have said. I mean, come on. We gotta clean up our own stuff and worry about our own people. We don't need other people coming in here. America first. And that's what nationalism is. It's not Nazis or against any race. It's supporting your own country and everything about your country. That's what nationalism is. Everybody should be a nationalist. We should all support our country. The left is too brainwashed and corrupt to do that. So I'm going to watch this very closely. What's going on in Israel, Syria, Russia, Ukraine, Iran, in China, and I'm going to watch it very closely. And I'm going to come back. I'm going to do a podcast tomorrow morning, and I'm going to let you all know what I found out. Till next time, this has been Michael Fisher. Be ready for the next podcast.